Livy's deserve a lot of credit for it, because it's over today with three games to go. It just shows you, you know, the work they've put in and the hard work. We sort of said before the game that, you know, we were banking on the fact that, okay, we still had work to do, but we thought it was always going to be hard. We were in a great position, and it allowed me to do what I planned to do, which was to make a few changes today. I made about five or six changes, changed the system a wee bit to try and get us in. I thought that's the best we've played in the first half for weeks on terrible conditions. I mean, swirling wind, bubbly, bouncy pitch. The second half was a wee bit flatter than the first half. But in those situations, when it's no easy, miss a few chances. They had a couple of chances. But overall, we knew we were in a good position. So I said even before the game that the changes are made today, there'll be a lot of changes to next week as well, because a lot of boys that didn't play, they'll play next week, because I've got to look towards you know, the playoffs now, and try and get, you know, get us back to. So I thought there was a lot of positives for us today. I mean, difficult day to play for. We can see where all the rubbish was gathering in that penalty box. That's how swirly it was, and you know, balls into the box, and they've got some big lads, and you know, a bounce of the ball can be the difference between it winning. But I think one in the second half, when they got a great chance here, when Witz is putting a great ball, and how Tomo missed it, I just don't know. But they had a couple of chances as well. But I thought we were the better team in the first half. We had them on the back foot for most of the game. Some great balls in for corners today that should have been a wee bit unlucky. Some of the boys are saying that the one that came off the underside of the bar should have been, was over the line. But at the end of the day, it was a point that was enough to get us what we set out to do, and that was to be second. So every one of these players, we have credit, we've got to use the games now sensibly to hope that we rest some boys who have played more games. Some of them will go to look at the bookings as well, so that we didn't get caught out in the playoffs there, so that will be taken into account. So it'll be a completely different team that'll play next week, and then the week after it are both in, and I don't think there'll be many of the first team boys playing against Rangers with a game 3 days away in the first leg. So it's about the thing was achieved. It doesn't matter how you do it. We've done that through a lot of great play the early part of the season. Just lately, my big concern, like I've said to Ross a couple of times when he's doing on a Thursday, is that the way that we played during the season, for most of the season, I was always worried about a wee bit tiredness and the effort and the doing the training ground and then the games, the tempo they play at must take its toll a wee bit, and I felt that crept in at the back end of the season. But that's now about freshening it up like we did today, and I thought there was a mere buzz about us today, and it's particularly in the first half. We tried to score, we tried to put the pressure, kept the pressure on, but they defended well, and as I say, they had a couple of opportunities set up, and the boy Hilson did well to get in behind us and get a couple of crosses in, but you know, that's always going to happen. But you could say that we had great chances as well, so we're just delighted to have got it over the line, and now, as I say, we can prepare properly. So it's and it helps the club, because finishing second is a lot healthier financially than finishing third. So we've achieved it. We knew Rangers were going to be strong, but it's now just about preparing properly the next two or three games, so that we're nice and fresh and buzzing, and we'll do that.
This is when you need your old case, isn't it? Just step in and help the youngsters prepare for these games as well.
Yeah. Well, I went last week there because I knew that would be a tough game, and I played the more experienced team and we lost. Right, it was a wonder free kick in the last minute. But overall, I think we were the better team last week in football world, but they're fighting for their lives, and that's what you're going to get. I think most of the last 6 weeks, you've seen all the teams at the bottom getting results, because against the teams that have helped us, we, you know, Stranraer and Ayr and that have not found it easy, as we haven't, because these teams are what if keep away for the relegation, and some of them are even like Forfar and Stenismuir have been fighting to try and get that last playoff place. But we've not got any of that worries now. We're there. We've got some good young players that have come through this year, and I've said to them before the game, I say it's not just about the most experienced team that will play in the playoffs. Some of them had a chance today, which I was quite pleased with. Some of them had I'll get a chance next week, and then we'll make a decision just how we're going to go about it, and
the
play, depending on who we play, of course.
You touched on it last week, just about the last third, but frustrating not getting the goals. That's
a wee area. The day was, we were much more, we created more chances today than we've done in the last two or three games, I think. But that was what pleased me. But there's still room for improvement. You know, we've had a couple of, with that great move at the end there when Josh found Whitson, he's just rushed it, and you know, we're queuing up there waiting for a good proper delivery, but he'll turn around and say, well, I delivered the last one and you didn't put that in. So, you know, but they've been terrific. It'll be a wee bit lift off their shoulders that they've managed to catch them. That's what we set out to do. We've achieved our target, and everybody in the club should be delighted. Just focus on the players. There's never any guarantees in the players, but Dunfermline, that team I know, will be giving it 110% for this club, and we'll try and do it for the supporters.
Dick passed on his congratulations, but you know, he's a bit of a character. You reckon they should have won it?
He's off his head, isn't he? So he should have. We've had chances, they've had a couple of chances they could have scored with, but so have we. And Dick will always say that. I don't know, when we beat them 4-2, he says they should have won it. So when we beat them 6-2, he says they should have won it. So we'll just take that with a pinch of salt. He knows that his team were delighted to get a point today, and they were outplayed the first half, second half. They had a wee bit more of the wind advantage, and they definitely had a couple of good chances to score. You couldn't say that Dunfermline didn't either. In fact, they've scored and they've been given it. So, but that's what's been happening to us, and now it's making it very. You know, we were trying to get that sorted out and get a goal. We've just not been getting the breaks in front of goal either. So, we deserved a couple of breaks today against us, because there's a wee spell there where everything was going against us.
Crowd again today. This club really
is the club club. Oh, definitely. The supporters have been fantastic for this club, and what's happened in the last couple of years. It was a big loss last year. It was about saving the club. So we've been to prepare for a division which we know Rangers were always going to be favourites in. So there was another avenue with the playoffs, and we wanted to get that second place, and we're delighted about it. So the players deserve a lot of credit, and people shouldn't go amiss just because the last two or three weeks we've struggled out of the line. Stranraer have struggled to get out of the line for qualifying. They are struggling to get, that's what happens, but we've got there with three games to go. These boys deserve a lot of credit.
Good,